We're back on the Michael Coolidge Show. You may have seen our guest on stage all over the country. He's sold hundreds of thousands of tickets nationwide. You've seen him on TV. His Immature Thoughts Tour comes to the Coronado Performing Arts Center on October 27th. That's a Sunday. These shows almost always sell out, so get your tickets now before they do. John Crist, the one and only, joins us on the phone right now. John, welcome on to the Michael Coolidge Show.
Hey, it's good to be here. I didn't know I was at the Performing Arts Center. I didn't know 90 minutes of fart jokes qualified for performing art, but I'll take it.
It is performing arts. Bring your best. Yeah, you're tearing it up. We saw you, I think it was on Fox and Friends or something for the first time a while back, and I was like, man, I mean, we have comedians on all the time, and my producer and I are consumers of stand-up comics, and I was like, man, that guy's good. How did you get into this? Tell your story as a comedian. Where did this all start?
Yeah, I should backtrack a little bit and say it's not 90 minutes of fart jokes. If anyone is thinking about coming to the show, they're like, you know what? I'm good. I could take about two of those, then I'm good. Man, somebody told me, like, if you want to be a great comedian, you should kind of just talk about what you know about, you know what I'm saying, or what you think about all the time. That's why you got guys that, you know, their focus is on, dating or marriage or kids or whatever it is. A comic is just talking about what he thinks about. And so I grew up in church. Like, my dad was a preacher. I was homeschooled. So, like, a lot of this point of view that I don't necessarily see anyone else talking about, I was like, shoot, I'll start making jokes about that stuff. And it kind of at the beginning, when I lived out in Hollywood, I was kind of nervous to maybe be myself in a lot of ways, but then more and more people started coming to the shows, and more people were like, yeah, I'll relate to this, man, this is hilarious. And then it kind of I guess it took off from there, because the fans seemed to connect to it, seemed to relate to it, and those it's funny, we're coming to Rockford, because there's a lot of our first tour, we hit all the major markets and we sold them all out, and it was like, well, why don't we go to, like, why don't we go to Rockford? Why don't we go to, Peoria?
Yeah, mid-sized cities and stuff, yeah.
What is the place right up across the Wisconsin border?
Janesville, Madison, like Milwaukee, yeah.
And you find, especially this Rockford show, that the more, it's not hard to perform in Los Angeles and New York City and Chicago, but everybody comes through there, so they're kind of like, where's Kevin Hart? Where's Jerry Seinfeld? Kind of in a way. But if you come to Rockford, it's almost like the crowd is so maybe appreciative or thankful that you came there. And I always say, I was like, hey, the farther out you can send me with still being able to sell tickets, send me there, because those shows are always on fire. And that's what I guarantee you, that's what's going to happen in Rockford.
Well, you know, what we broadcast to is places, mid-sized cities, small-town America, rural America, non-big city America. And that is, that's your audience. It's so refreshing to hear an entertainer saying that, man, I want to make some entertainment for that market, because much entertainment just thinks that anyone who matters lives in big, big cities, and that's just not the case.
And you find that like, a lot of times, all the everything is being produced in New York and Los Angeles, and you're like, if you just live there and do comedy there, you're like, this is what we're putting out on television, so this must be what people want. But you find, in middle America, it's funny in a lot of ways, whenever somebody gets on the Oscars and some celebrity starts ranting about some kind of cause or something, like, hey, like, I hate to break it to you, but no one is listening. You know, think people, I didn't mean that as a joke, but, like, you think people, like, it's almost like disconnected from America. I know a lot of comics that just kind of work in and around Los Angeles, and I need guys that they can go on the road, and they can go to Rockford, and they go to, like, man, that bit is, like, funny, but you go to Omaha, Nebraska, and you will die out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not, like, it's funny in a lot of ways, because I lived in Los Angeles during the, I'm not taking a political side here, but everybody's like, Hillary, is going to dominate. Like, this is no question. And I've been touring across America in cities, like small cities. I go, I don't know, man. There's a lot of Trump signs out there between in the country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these are this. In a lot of ways, Rockford, Illinois, is America.
Absolutely.
And Los Angeles is not America. It's like, if you represent, hey, who are the people of this country? It's everybody in the middle.
There's more places like Rockford all throughout the country than there are like Los Angeles and New York City. Right?
That would be true.
That would be true.
And that's why people, you've got a little, you got a fun community of listeners that are with you and they like you. You're like, dude, you got to take the next step. You got to move up to Chicago or to New York. And you're like, yeah, I'm good.
No, and that's the thing. You've been and done a lot of this stuff. You've shared stages with Dave Chappelle, with Jeff Foxworthy, with Seth Meyers. I mean, you've seen that. Like, you know the big giant markets, and yeah, you could be successful there, but it is, and this isn't to get political either, but about what happened in the last election is about people who don't live in big cities, big giant ones, I mean, being ignored. And that has to do with entertainment too. It's not just about politics and stuff. You know, there's a market out here. You know, I know it's a whole different thing now, and she got controversial, but I think the whole Roseanne phenomenon, when it came back, it was like, yes, she is making a protagonist who is not making fun of middle America, you know, and that's one of the reasons that show was so successful in the 90s as well.
You know, the biggest comedian of my lifetime was Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
And he's a friend of mine, and we play golf together and stuff like that. He's like, and there was a list, me and my buddy were laughing because there was a list of the 100 greatest comedians of our generation, and like Jeff Foxworthy wasn't even on it. I was like, dude, maybe in Hollywood, he's not maybe appreciated. But like, dude, that dude fills arenas.
Totally.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny, man. It's funny.
Well, you, John Crist, fill arenas too. And listeners, the show is the Immature Thoughts Tour, Coronado Performing Arts Center, October 27th. That's a Sunday night at 7:30 p.m., And I have to ask you, like, I know you mentioned Christianity, and yeah, a lot of listeners are Christians who come. How do you inject that into your act? And also, are you a fan of the Babylon Bee? Because they definitely do a similar thing that you do, and it's brilliant.
Yeah. I talked to all the pastors around Rockford, and they said, if you come to my show on that Sunday night, you don't have to come to church. I actually asked everybody, so that's cool. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Yeah, because it's a Sunday, yeah.
It's a unique take on our faith in a lot of ways that, like, if you go to open mic night at the club, or you go to any comedy club in America, you'll hear jokes about Jesus, you know, or Christianity, or
negative ones.
Yeah, negative, coming from the outside,
right?
When my comedy first kind of broke into, it was a couple viral videos a couple years back, and everybody was like, "Wait, so is this guy a Christian?" Because you think about it, if I am a Christian, these videos are hilarious. I'm making fun of Christian music, maybe the way pastors dress. And
coffee hour,
go on in church. But if I'm not a Christian, these things are now very offensive.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
It's kind of like if you made fun of, let's say you got a sibling or something that like had a weird quirk or something like that, you were allowed to make fun of him because he's your brother. But if I made fun of him, now you're going to fight me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, dude, that's my brother. Don't talk about him like that. But if I'm also a sibling, you kind of are allowed to. So that's what happens. If you're like, oh, this guy's with us, he's on the team, these jokes are now hilarious. And you find that it's very unites everybody, Christian and non-Christian, because even if you're not you love my show, even if you weren't like an active member of a church or something. You're like, man, everybody knows about this guy named Jesus. He had 12 followers. The Christians meet on Sunday. There was a David and Goliath. All these very basic stories of Christianity. Like if I'm not Muslim, but I know about, you know, the five pillars of the faith, the alms to the poor, the pilgrimage to Mecca. You know the general things about every kind of religion. So if you're not a believer, it's not going to turn you off. But if you are, you're like, oh, this is my guy right here.
John Crist, he is the real deal. I know a lot of my listeners already know you and they love you, but if you don't know him, listeners, he is the real deal. He's performing again October 27th, Sunday, at Coronado Performing Arts Center. John Crist, C-R-I-S-T. Anything else you would like to add before we say goodbye?
Sounds good. What did I need to know about Rockford? Are you going to give me some tips? Where do I need to visit?
The Forest City. And that's what its nickname is. And Cheap Trick, one of the greatest bands ever, is from Rockford. So if you say anything
true?
At all, yes, 100%. If you say anything positive about Cheap Trick, you're going to get a huge applause. And Fred Van Vliet is Rockford's own. He just won the NBA championship with the Toronto Raptors, and he is the biggest name in Rockford. Fred Van Vliet.
You should be very proud.
Yeah, Fred Van Vliet and Cheap Trick. You can't go wrong. John Crist, thank you so much for coming onto the Michael Coolidge Show. And listeners, go see him on October 27th. We'll be
you
right back.
Bro. Thank you, my man.
Are people driving by your business without stopping in? Do some of your first-time customers tell you they had a hard time finding your business? Lastly, most tragically, do you not have enough business? You may suffer from small sign syndrome. Symptoms of small sign syndrome include low monthly revenue, low foot traffic, bored employees, and sad profit and loss statements. What you might need is a huge sign for your business from Huge Prints. Huge Prints makes signs that catch the eye. Huge Prints signs bring customers and clients into your door. Huge Prints makes signs that make you money. Huge Prints, serving all of Northern Illinois and Southern Wisconsin, based in McChesney Park. Huge Prints. Don't think big, think huge. Click on the banner ad for Huge Prints at Coolidge.com or just go directly to HugePrints.com. Huge Prints. Don't think big, think huge.
They also make small and medium signs.